Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to Sid for being on his 70th year with the newspaper. Chris, we're expecting you next. Go 70, huh? It was a great, I thought it was a great team win yesterday. It wasn't the prettiest of wins. We did a lot of things that we had to overcome, but we came back three times from deficits. I think we showed some resiliency there. I think our team grew up a little bit, like I said yesterday. And I thought there was a lot of good performances. We had five sacks again. We had a couple others that we had penalties on that we could have had more, and we hit the quarterback a number of times. I do believe that we are building what I envision it, this football team to look like. We still got a long way to go, but the mindset of being able to overcome any kind of obstacle and continue to play hard, and obviously we got to play smarter in a lot of situations. But I've always said how I like how this team works and how they continue to compete in practice, and I think it's starting to show up a little bit at the end of games. Defensively, we had three penalties on third downs that allowed them to keep drives going and score points, so we're going to have to clean that up. We're going to have to be better in those areas. But the offense is doing some very good things. Third down percentage yesterday was 52%, I believe. Was only sacked once or twice. And we're running the ball efficiently, so... we still got a lot of things to clean up, but I think for the overall confidence of the football team, the overall morale of the program, of where things are going, I felt like that was a good victory for us.
You say you're growing as a team. I mean, what are some of the particular things that you look at?
I see how, there were some times earlier in the year when things were going bad and we didn't muster up what we needed to do. This ball game, there was a lot of fight going on, a lot of heart, and even though it wasn't pretty at times, we were able to overcome them. I think it just showed the last 3 weeks, especially, even the loss in Buffalo and in Tampa Bay, how we continued to fight the entire time, and I believe the team has a lot of confidence in Teddy. And the things they can do. I just see it offensively, how guys go about their business and what they believe in.
When you talk about the vision that you had for this team, do you think it's happening faster, slower, or right at the pace that you kind of thought it would?
I'm not very patient, so we'll just leave it at that.
8 points from your offense. Is there something about 28 points? Why'd you ask for that specifically on Sunday?
Really, it was just about we hadn't been scoring very many points, and so I wanted to give them something to shoot for. And, probably should have asked for more sooner. But it was great. We got down there and scored touchdowns. And when we needed to, that's a mark of a good football team, I think, is when the other team goes down and scores, you got to respond. Somehow, some way, you got to respond, whether it's going down and scoring or, being able to punch them off the ball or whatever it was. And I felt like we did that a few times yesterday.
Is there any drawback to a bye week? It seems like the only one possibly might be you've got some momentum going and that aspect. Is there any drawback to a bye week or not?
I don't believe that's the case. I guess the one thing that I've noticed a little bit about this team sometimes is when they have a little bit of time off, they come back. They seem to forget quicker than I would like for them to. Some of the things. So we'll have to see when we get back to work tomorrow on some of that, and then next week. But I think it's a good time for us, being a little past midway in the halfway point in this season, to kind of get refreshed, get our legs back, kind of players-wise, get away from football a little bit and focus on their families and the things they need to do with their lives a little bit, and then get back and give me their lives back again.
Tomorrow's workout's kind of on an island. I mean, what do you want to accomplish, you know, out of it before the season?
Well, we're gonna review the tape tomorrow, and then we're going to hit some situations that I want to cover that we haven't covered for a while, and refresh your memories that way. And then I want to work with some of the younger guys quite a bit tomorrow. You sound like a coach with all those what ifs in there, but I only go on by what I see, and Adrian has always been great around me. He's been top notch, first class. Did everything I asked him to do. I'm not going to speculate on what happens when and if it happens, then I'll be glad to talk to you about it.
How will you spend the bye week? Are you going to take time off? Are you going to use it to work on some things, look at some things? And what are you going to do?
Yeah, the coaches have some assignments to get done next few days, and they're going to have weekend off. I'm going to get away a little bit too. I never get too far away. I usually take my iPad with me, and I'll probably sit by the fire and watch some of the things I need to watch on the cut-ups. But you know, it's good for the coaches, too, to get away and get with their family some as well.
Are you expecting Rudolph to be ready next week?
I don't know. I don't know yet. We'll see. I think he's going to work a little bit tomorrow and some of the individual things, so we'll kind of see where he's at and where he's going to go from there.
Either his college film or training camp or anything like that, have you seen anything that suggests to you he'll get better at deep ball accuracy?
I honestly don't believe that he has a problem with the deep ball. What I do believe is that we probably need to throw it some more, and we will hit it. I do know one thing about Teddy, if it is a problem, that he will work extremely hard at whatever his deficiencies are. And if he believes that's one of them, then I'm sure he'll work at it. And we're going to continue to do it, and we're going to continue to practice it. And you know, I thought it was important this week that we took some shots down the field. And even if you don't hit them, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's, I mean, what's the difference in just missing a 50-yard shot, or you gain 1 yard? You know, it's second and 9 or it's second and 10, same deal. So there is a lot of strategy involved with some of those things that we're doing.
Early shots, were you guys trying to spread the Redskins defense out, just giving out their front 7 and 8, perhaps would have stacked the box there?
It wasn't that. It's just, you know, it's just kind of what we thought we could get. And you know, you're not going to get those all the time. Your completion rate on long balls are not real good all the time, but you have to throw them because the defense has to respect that you're going to do that. You can get pass interferences, you can get, you know, all kind of illegal contacts, you can get all kinds of things that are also good for the offense as well. And we always want to be a team that can be explosive, not just run the ball, but good play action team, and a team that can throw the ball vertically down the field. You know, he threw a great inside breaking route to Jennings early in the ball game, I believe it was, on third down. You know, it was 18-yard gain or something. So there's a lot of different ways to do it, but we want to be able to do that. We want the defense to be on their heels some as well.
On the one where you missed Patterson, when you went back and watched it, what did you see there? Was it just a little too much on the throw, or was there something Patterson could have done to get there, you think?
Well, I thought he lost it in the sun, but apparently he didn't. But he had a different route that was called. The defensive back blew the coverage, and so he can take it up the field. But he t- Teddy was expecting him to be a little bit more inside, and so it's more of a miscommunication than really anything else, honestly. He should have hit it, you know, and I think maybe Cordero could have done a better job of catching it too.
Teddy was 1-7 targeting Cordero. I mean, is there something that's just keeping those two out of sync right now?
Yes. I'll leave it at that. It's nothing between the two. We're not precise enough in a lot of areas. So it's not, there's no, what's the word I'm looking for? We're not trying to get Cordero involved in the offense. We'd love for him to be involved, but there's, guys have to make sure that they're in the right places all the time.
Is Cordero fully healthy? Still kind of fighting that hip or the foot or whatever.
I think he's healthy. And he did some good things yesterday. You know, he beat the guy on the one coverage bad, and excuse me, there was a couple other times that he was open, the ball went to the other place. But you know, and that happens as receivers. I think one of the great things that we're doing, honestly, is we're spreading the ball around. I mean, it's not just one guy catching the ball. Greg had a lot of catches yesterday. Tight ends had a lot of catches. Asiata had a couple. McKinnon had a couple. You know, this isn't ever going to be a one-man show.
You've had to take stock with the offensive line several times, sort of after certain games. Where do you see that heading into the break, compared to where they were maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago as a unit?
We're doing better. We still got a long ways to go, but we're doing better. I think two things. I think we're keeping the pocket cleaner, number one. And number two, Teddy is moving in the pocket better, which helps the offensive line. So I think it's a combination of both.
Coach, you've obviously had a lot of contributions from some of the rookies. Can you talk about the progress of this draft class, and how does it compare with draft classes you've seen in the past?
Well, it's hard. It's really hard to compare draft classes, you know, because you could have 10 picks, you could have 5 picks, you could have, and some guys take longer than others. But as far as this draft class, I've been extremely excited with the contributions of Bridgewater and Barr and McKinnon. Yesterday we got Crichton involved a little bit more. Exum and Price have been involved quite a bit in the special teams, and they're kind of learning on the job, but I think this is a good nucleus to build from, and the thing I like about it, maybe even more so, is they're good kids. We're trying to implement the kind of program that we want here, the kind of people that we want, the way they handle their business in the weight room, in the meeting rooms, out on the field. We're trying to implement all those things, and I just feel like when you continually get guys and kind of teach them the right way, at least the way we believe that we're doing things, it will continue to build from here.
McKinnon said he'd like to be a little bit more consistent. Would you agree with that, and is that just a product of being a rookie?
I've been extremely impressed with him, with everything. His pass protection is getting better. He got beat once yesterday. But, you know, he's doing some great things, running the football. I think Jarek has a very bright future in everything that he's doing. And I'm glad that his expectations are always high. That makes me happy. I think he's played well. He didn't play as well yesterday as he's played, but he's doing a lot of good things. He missed a couple tackles that I thought he should have made, but he's also doing a lot of other good things. He's been in the right place in coverage for the most part. He's been doing a good job in the running game. I wish he would have just sacked him on the first play instead of trying to get the ball out. But he did get a sack yesterday, so his rushes are getting better. And I think he's been a very good influence on Anthony.
Coach,
as far as getting him in there.
Now that you've got Chad and Gerald healthy again, does that give you freedom to move Anthony Barr around a little bit more?
Yes and no. I mean, I like all those guys, and we're going to look and continue to look and see what we do good and where we feel like we can get some advantages. You know, I think some of the things that we're doing with Anthony right now, we get him mismatched on a lot of different ways, and he's honestly, he's helping the defensive line a lot on some of the things that we do with him. And so I would think that the defensive line would like us to keep doing kind of what we're doing. But we're always open to looking at different avenues of how we can use guys, and that's part of what we'll do this week as well. And, you know, feel like if we have some tendencies in what we're doing, how we can change things around, and also continually use guys that are ready to play like Hodges.
Your thoughts on Pat Devlin being added to the practice squad? I mean, obviously he's more experienced than your typical practice squad guy.
Yeah, well, he did a good job in the workout, and so we'll see. We're not we're always trying to develop players from the practice squad, and but I'll just leave it at that. I think we get some good matchups when he's protection-wise, when it's time to do some things. And I don't know how many times we rushed him yesterday, but it was quite a few. I think we – I'm having fun, Bob. We can go for a long time. I think we can get – I think he gives us an advantage in a lot of the things that we're doing against some of the offenses, and I think – because of the things that we're doing with him, it allows the defensive line to get freed up a little bit. And, you know, we're not just sitting back rushing four guys all the time. Sometimes we're dropping defensive ends and rushing him. Sometimes we're doing numerous things with these guys. So he's going to continue to get rushes. There's no question about that. But you know, it's nice when a situation like yesterday comes up and Greenway has an opportunity to get two sacks because they're concentrating on Barr. So, and then you know, our sack totals are probably up a lot because our defensive line is I think rushing the correct way. And then when you add Barr into the mix with a fifth rusher or sixth rusher, it kind of helps. I was kidding.
Bark in case if a deal is struck, how quickly you'd like him back here?
I have not monitored it whatsoever, to be honest with you. I've been so involved in what we're doing here as a football team, and the only things I see is what I read, and I don't read very much stuff other than the weather reports. So, but when all that happens, we'll talk about it.
All right.
Okay, thank you.